It is 8:44 on this Wednesday morning. John Waters with you on the Big Morning Show. My guest this morning, U.S. Congressman Ken Buck via telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
Glad to have you here. Coming to us all the way from Washington, D.C. I'm sorry you have to be there instead of here in beautiful Colorado, but thank you for doing the hard work you do.
Well, I appreciate that. It's always nicer to be in God's country than the swamp, but I've got to be back here, and there are some good fights going on, so it's a good place to be for a few days of the week anyway.
Well, and let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, so there is a $4.5 billion supplemental aid package that House Democrats have put forward to substantially solve the border crisis, except when you look at it, it really has nothing to do with solving the border crisis.
Absolutely. What they've done is they have funded some more programs for those people that have come into this country illegally, but they are doing nothing to try to prevent people from coming into this country illegally. They are funding programs for nonprofit agencies to take in illegal immigrants. They're funding programs for legal services lawyers to represent illegal immigrants. They are funding beds, transition beds, so that those illegal immigrants can stay somewhere before they are moved into the country on a more permanent basis. They are not funding a wall. They are not giving aid to Mexico or Guatemala or other countries to stop the caravan from coming north. And they are encouraging by their actions more illegal immigration.
Well, and is there, I don't know, maybe I just missed something somewhere along the way, but is there something that some people are not understanding about the word illegal?
No, they understand it. They want to transform this country, and they believe fundamentally that the wealth that's in this country should be distributed not just to those within the country, but also to those outside the country. And so they are going to continue to allow this illegal immigration, and until the American people stand up and send a very clear message in elections, this is the kind of nonsense that we're going to be putting up with. And by the way, we had the vote last night about 10 o'clock D.C. time, and I just, in case it was unclear, I voted against the supplemental bill.
Right, exactly, the $4.5 billion. So it seems to me like politics obviously being put ahead of safety when it comes to what's going on at the southern border. And I guess if you offer enough free stuff, you can buy those votes and retain your own power, huh?
I have no idea. I struggle with this because to me it is just fundamentally un-American that we don't follow the rule of law and that we don't understand that legal immigration and regulated immigration makes all the sense in the world. But illegal immigration is fundamentally wrong and undermines so many values that we have in this country.
One of the things, and again, my guest is Congressman Ken Buck. One of the things that bothers me, I know it bothers you, or I'm sure it does, is we have a society that seems to thrive on getting their information from short sound bites on whatever their choice of television or radio network or whatever happens to be. And of course, it keeps rearing its ugly head where showing illegal immigrant children in cages and talking about how horrible the Trump administration is for doing this when that actually came from the Obama administration. But yet here again in the news this week, we're seeing that once again.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation, and it is misinformation in an area that is very important. The mistreatment of children really tugs at the heartstrings, but this administration really has done an outstanding job of trying to clean up the mess of past administrations. I've met with the people that supervise the border. They have a heart. They have children of their own. They have a heart for children. and they're just overwhelmed by the number of children that are being sent across the border.
Once again, my guest is Congressman Ken Buck. I know time is of the essence here. We had the Mueller report come out after years of investigation, millions of dollars being spent. The Mueller report was released, which basically said the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, did nothing wrong leading up to the election, no collusion with Russia, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the left side is not happy that that came out that way. So now it looks like Robert Mueller is going to be called or subpoenaed, actually, to testify to Congress, to a hearing, special committee, and wanting to do that in public. Are they expecting he's going to say anything different than what his report said?
Well, I would imagine that the Democrats anticipate being able to ask him questions about some of the items in the report. So one of the elements of obstruction is that it's done with a corrupt intent. And if you ask Mueller what the corrupt intent was in the different obstruction tax scenarios he presents, he will be able to elaborate on them. So I think they are anticipating that he will go beyond the report in explaining what is in the report.
So is there anything in there that says anything other than what we've heard?
No, I've read. It's clear that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. It's clear that they had many opportunities and turned down those opportunities to in some way coordinate with the Russians. But it is also clear that Bob Mueller left open a number of obstruction back scenarios for Congress to investigate and. While I have looked at them, and I don't think that they rise to the level of obstruction, it will be interesting to hear what he has to say. I think that it is unfair for him not to have drawn a conclusion in the report as to whether something was obstruction or not.
So I guess in my mind, not drawing a conclusion is the same as drawing a conclusion. In other words, saying, yeah, we couldn't conclude that there was any obstruction here, so we're just going to leave that open and hope that maybe somebody can find something somewhere else along the way.
And that's absolutely right. You know, as a prosecutor for 25 years, my job was not to issue a report and guess that somebody may have committed a crime. The way our criminal justice system works is you either charge somebody with a crime and they have the ability to go into trial and defend themselves in front of 12 jurors and both sides get to present evidence and the jury reaches a conclusion, or who have the opportunity not to charge them with something and keep your mouth shut. You don't get to go out in public and say, I think there's a lot of bad things that happened here and here are all the bad things that I think happened.
But yet there's no evidence of it. We're just going to assume. So anyway, Congressman Ken Buck, let's move on to a couple happier things here as we wrap up our time together. Let's talk a little baseball, something you're looking forward to coming up.
I am. I am not going to be able to play this year because of some health reasons, but I really like the game and the game between the Republicans and the Democrats in the House. And actually, some senators play also is tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time at Washington Nationals Field, and it's a great time. There are tens of thousands of people show up for the game. Over $1 million is raised for the Boys and Girls Club of Washington, D.C., and there are just a number of really good moments in the game, and it's a bipartisan effort. I think it's really important for people to understand that what they see on TV and what they hear on the radio isn't necessarily true. There are a lot of times when Republicans and Democrats get together on legislation and get together outside of work to share some enjoyable moments.
Yeah, the talking heads that we see, the leaders of the parties, I use with air quotes, not always the same as the rank and file members of Congress who maybe have a more of a let's get along and figure out how to make this work intent.
Absolutely. There are a lot of problem solvers in Congress, there are some issues like immigration that we just discussed that are very hard, but there are many other issues where we reach a consensus and are able to move forward.
Ken, I want to finish up this morning. Of course, before you and I have a chance to talk again, our country will have celebrated another birthday on the 4th of July. And I would like to have you take a moment here at the end of our time together to give us your thoughts on the 4th of July.
Well, I appreciate that, John. It's very nice. I have to tell you, I think the 4th of July is an important anniversary, and especially when we have people in this that don't want to recognize how exceptional America really is. Our forefathers, founding fathers, started something really, really different, unique, and important in the country. The idea that people can govern themselves was historical. It was not something that occurred before. And many of our founding fathers risked their lives, their fortunes, their families, to bring this concept to being, and we have an opportunity on July 4th to recognize that. And I think that the patriotism that's displayed is reassuring, and it's also an opportunity for us to be thankful for those who serve us overseas and protect our liberties, and those who serve us here at home and law enforcement and first responders to protect us here. And I'm just very appreciative that we have a holiday like the 4th of July.
Well said. All right. Thank you very much. Congressman Ken Buck, I appreciate your time. Visit with you again next month.
Thank you very much, John. Take care.
Bye-bye. That is Congressman Ken Buck, my guest this morning on the Big Morning Talk Show.